1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." It's really just sad to see so many people, most of whom have little use for the actual Bible itself, embracing the book of Enoch as a missing book of the Bible. It's as though they crave mystical, occult material, but have little or no desire for God's actual words as found in our King James Bible. I purchased a copy of the book of Enoch a number of years ago and read it with great interest, but I read it with the same interest that I have in other books, like the autobiography of Ben Franklin or any other good book. I didn't read it thinking it should be added to my Bible after the book of Malachi or anywhere else in the canon of Scripture. So I want to be clear that as long as you don't join the wild-eyed conspiracy theorists who are trying to convince the world that the church, for whatever reason, has kept legitimately God-inspired books like the book of Enoch out of the Bible, and you simply read the book of Enoch like you would any other man-written book, then there's nothing wrong with owning and reading the book of Enoch. Our issue is with those making false claims, false accusations, and promoting the false notion that the book of Enoch is Scripture. It is not. We mentioned previously that Enoch 1:9 is the only portion of the book of Enoch with any support as having come from the actual mouth of the prophet Enoch found in Genesis chapter 5. But the rest of the text found in the book of Enoch is an invention no older than 300 BC, written by someone pretending to be Enoch, and is therefore not Scripture. Now, many people think that since portions of it were found in the Qumran caves among the Dead Sea Scrolls, that this legitimizes the book of Enoch as Scripture. But most of the materials found in those caves are not Scripture. So that does nothing to support that claim. And if it's known to have originated no earlier than 300 BC, and could not have been written by Enoch around 2500 BC, then it's obviously pseudepigrapha, or written by an author lying about his identity. And that explains why references to the day of tribulation in Enoch 1:2, pointing to the coming seven-year tribulation under the tyrannical rule of Antichrist, is so out of place in a book that was supposed to be written in 2500 BC by Enoch. The Bible is a progressive revelation. If Enoch knew of and talked about this time of tribulation and the book of Enoch had existed from 2500 BC and onward, as it had to have existed if Enoch the prophet wrote it, then there would be some mention of it along the way, at least a number of mentions of it, from that point forward. But there is not. Not until Daniel's 70th week prophecy in Daniel 9:24-27 is there any clear discussion of this final period of trial for God's people, the nation of Israel, in the last days. And even here, Daniel doesn't refer to it as tribulation if you read that text. It's not until Jesus refers to this same period, saying, "For then shall be great tribulation," in Matthew 24:21. And immediately after the tribulation of those days, in Matthew 24:29, with Mark mentioning the same quote in Mark 13:24, not until then is there any mention of the day of tribulation in reference to this final period. But that's not how the Bible works. If Enoch really wrote the book of Enoch, then from that point forward, the knowledge of that final period of the day of tribulation would have been known of and discussed by various biblical authors from that point forward. But it was not. The fact that it was not is sufficient evidence to show that the book of Enoch was written after the book of Daniel in the 6th century BC, and most likely sometime after the 3rd century BC, not the 25th century BC, when Enoch the prophet lived. That is just one insurmountable problem for those attempting to add the book of Enoch to the Bible as Scripture. And we'll look at others as we continue.